ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Solomon Islanders head to the polls today in an election that most analysts are calling the most important since independence. Prime Minister Manasseh Sogavare is seeking to become the first Prime Minister to serve a full term and go on to win a second. But his decision to take his country into China's orbit has made him a controversial figure, just one of the issues that's dividing the Pacific Island nation. The vote is being closely watched, not just in the region, but in Beijing and in Washington too. Dr. Meg Keane is the director of the Pacific Islands program at the Lowy Institute and joins us this morning to help us understand this election. Dr. Meg Keane, welcome.
Good morning, Patricia.
Can you give everyone listening right now, who might not be familiar with obviously politics in the Solomons, a sense of why this election is so important?
Well, from an Australian perspective, as you mentioned in your intro, it's very important because this Prime Minister Sogavare, has a look north policy. He's drawn very close to China. This is where China has the strongest foothold in the region. It's invested hundreds of millions in roads, telecommunications, and it's involved now in policing. We're particularly concerned about its security agreement that allows China to provide police training, but also if there was unrest, possibly armed security. So those are our concerns. But on the ground, the people are concerned mostly about development issues, bread and butter issues. This country has very high levels of poverty. It hasn't recovered from the COVID-19 hit and also gets affected by big climatic events. So if you're the average Solomon Islander living there, you're pretty worried about the lack of jobs, very weak health services. Last year, they had a shortage of Panadol. And for the large youth, there just aren't good job prospects. So the people on the ground are looking for better development outcomes and, better opportunity.
Okay, so tell us about the devil's night.
Well, I hate to say it, sweetheart, but you've missed it. Devil's Night is the night before elections, and it's known for when MPs who are trying to get into power use all means possible to secure support. That might be vote buying, it might be enticements, even things like bags of rice. And then once you've accepted a gift of some sort, then you are obligated to vote for that MP. However, whether you do so or not is a different matter. This was quite rampant. It's really just corruption. But since 2019, they've brought in a lot stricter regulations on this practice. So this is really illegal. But after the last elections in 2019, an observer report really felt that all the stronger regulations did was drive it underground, so more devilish behavior. And we're waiting to see if there has been more limitations this time round on this devil's night, this trying to buy your way into office. Of course, then you have all the fun and games that happens once the MPs are elected and they're in Honiara and trying to form a coalition. So Devil's Night is just that practice of trying to buy votes to get yourself into office.
Wow. Okay, there are fears of outbreaks of violence after the election. What is the potential for serious security issues?
Well, I think today during voting, it's very unlikely. People will go about their business and there's a high commitment to getting in the lineups, voting, and seeing the outcome. Then we'll have several days of counting before we even know who those 50 MPs are. If there's any unrest, it will very, very likely be very localized. The real flashpoint is when the 50 MPs all go to Honiara. That again can take several days to get to Honiara from the outer islands. And it can be weeks. They try and build a ruling coalition. The various camps settle in different hotels. There is all sorts of enticements to try and get up to that 26 of 50, the number that will give you the ruling coalition. Once you get that, they then vote on their prime minister. And that is the biggest flashpoint. When the prime minister is announced, if the people feel that it's been a free and fair election and they support that prime minister, then we all go on. on to government. But if they feel there's been foreign interference, if they feel that there's been meddling with the ballot boxes, that there's been cheating in any way, that is when we are likely to see unrest. Having said that, there is an enormous security contingent right now in Solomon Islands. Australia has over 500 police and defense people helping with logistics, but also they're ready to respond. PNG has over 100, Fiji, New Zealand. So, you know, there is a very good rapid response security group there in addition to the police of Solomon Islands to try and bring calm if, and it is a big if, but if there is unrest.
Okay, so how would a change of government affect Solomon Islands' diplomatic position on the issues we were talking about?
It will make a huge difference. So if the current Prime Minister Sagavare gets back in, it is very likely he will continue to draw close to China and in fact, increase the ties with China. That has big implications to countries like Australia that want to maintain their primary position as the security and development partner. So we would probably be experiencing some frosty relations if Prime Minister Sagavare gets back in. If the opposition gets over the line, they have said that they would look very seriously at that security agreement with China, possibly chuck it out, and that it is time to revert to stronger relations with traditional development partners. So it's pretty critical for Australia. They're watching this. Having said that, doesn't matter who gets elected. Australia is going to work with that government. They are very committed to play a big role in this region. And frankly, either way it goes, the rivalries and the intensity of those rivalries will persist. China's not going anywhere, neither is Australia. So, you know, it's not going to resolve some of these issues. It just puts one group or another in a better position.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Okay, thank you very much for your interest.
Dr. Meg Keane is the director of the Pacific Islands Program at the Lowy Institute, and you're listening to RN Breakfast.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music, and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.